I am Michelle Bain. My maiden name was Fallon, and I was born in Austin, Texas in 1944. Went to high school here at St. Mary's Academy, and then came directly to the University of Texas and began studying drama and ended up getting my degree in communications. I think back on that day of August the 1st, 1966. 50 years ago. That morning I had, and these are memories, these are recollections. I had a morning class, and I think we got out early. I think it was over near Bass. And I had a job downtown. So I drove downtown, and my recollection is this must have happened a little later in the morning, but first hearing about it, before I got to my job, I was working as a secretary. I think I just, everybody started talking. It was a little bit like when Kennedy was shot. It was like there was a hush, there was a silence, and then people were murmuring. All right. That's what I remember then. I remember leaving, everybody kind of just, the city seemed to shut down. Driving back on I-35 and looking at the tower, and you could see, this is what I remember, you could see the helicopter circling around, and you could see flashes of smoke. And at the same time, I believe I was listening to it on the radio. So it was just so surreal, as you can imagine. My next vivid memory is about 2 days later, I went to my grandmother's home. I went to visit my grandmother, and she brought in the newspaper. And there, I don't know if it was on the front page, it easily could have been, were several pictures of victims. Now, I knew my friend Claudia had been injured. Perhaps I knew she had been murdered, but I, because a list had come out gradually of who the victims were, but I opened that or saw that newspaper and there was a picture of her lying there. And she did not appear to be dead at that time. She appeared to be dying. And it was such a shock and just so surreal once again. A little bit about Claudia and my relationship. We had known each other since we were little girls. I was 3 or 4 years older. She was a senior, as I recall, in high school here in Austin. And she went to, I believe she went to Austin High. I'm not sure. But we knew each other through our study of dance, and I'd known her since I was about 10 years old. And we danced, that was ballet, and we were both involved with the Austin Ballet at that time, and another group, which was called the Texas Ballet Concerto. And I continued to dance with the concerto when I was at UT. Claudia also was dancing with the concerto, and we would do performances throughout the city, sometimes in San Antonio. And Claudia had a wonderful personality, was a beautiful dancer, and a dedicated dancer, which it took dedication, and a hard worker. And it all paid off. I found out later that the boy that she was with, Paul Sontag, I believe was her boyfriend, and they were walking down the drag. For those of you that might remember the Cadeau and some of those places along the drag, there was some construction going on, and they were in that area, and they ducked behind there when they saw things happening. I can't imagine what it had been like, but bodies falling, shots, and they duck behind a partition. How I remember this or know this, I'm not sure, but I'm sure it was from stories afterward and from what we read in the newspaper. He looked out to see what was happening. He was shot. She went to get him, and he shot her. I think what's always worried me about it was I don't think she died immediately. That is my impression, particularly after I saw the picture in the newspaper. So it was just my first encounter, my first reaction, losing a peer, losing a friend, losing someone that I had known since I was a young girl. And not only losing them, but losing them so tragically. I don't dwell on it, but through every now and then, something will spark that memory and I will think of her. And now it's 50 years later, and here I am. I've lived 50 years. I've had 50 years of life, and that little girl didn't have it. It was taken away. I don't know what her life would have been. But at that time, it had great promise, and it's so sad to see it snuffed out. I was visiting with my brother a night or two before I came for this interview, and I mentioned to him that I was going to be doing this, and he said, "Oh, I remember that. I remember when you saw that picture." I don't remember him being there. My brother was probably 6 at the time. And he said he was so shocked and startled and dismayed because he had never seen me cry or get so emotional. And it was kind of one of his first encounters with death. I've often wondered why that picture of her was in the paper. And it seems to me that there were other pictures with it. I'm sure that could be found, but I can see it as clear as day. It was a dark picture, but she had to be lying on the drag, or she could have been in the hospital, but my impression, she was lying on the drag or lying, and someone was holding her, I think. It was dark, dark picture. Maybe it was just my mind was dark, but that's what I recall, but I knew it was her. And she did not appear to be dead. She was still alive. But I do have this clear flash of memory. Our tower, the University of Texas Tower, Austin's Tower. And as I said, I was born here. I mean, the Capitol and the Tower. And what was Austin then? 200,000 maybe? And seeing the helicopters around and the flashes of smoke. I know I saw those flashes of smoke. It's not something that someone told me about. I saw it that far, even, although it really wasn't that far. But I remember that so clearly. I think it was a major turning point in the history and the conception and the view of Austin and perhaps even Texas, because our tower now, it was closed off. We couldn't go there. It was... For years, it was kind of a symbol of something heinous and frightening and evil. But it was such a wonderful place. You know, it was a great place. We used to go up there and look out. I'd been up there before. I'd been up there more than one time. It was easy. It was easy access. It was the beginning of no longer easy access. I think we all lost. We all lost. It sounds trite, but we lost an innocence. Of course, that was the 60s. There was all kinds of sad, traumatic things that went on that kind of changed Little Austin, the university town, and it was a change, yeah. We were glued to the television, and... the whole thing with Paul Bolton was very touching and sad, and it touched you because he was like the Walter Cronkite of Austin. He was everywhere, and when he was touched personally, it touched everybody, and it touched the heart of Austin. This is nothing that I experienced firsthand, But something very akin to this did happen, and he was either he was reading the names of victims as they came in, or someone else was, and he realized that one of the victims was his own grandson. I understood he was on the air, but I did not see it, and that's just what I remember. But something did happen very close to that. And I think that story remains in my heart more than, especially now that I'm a grandparent. I mean, the shock of it. And you have to think, 50 years, the communication, how it came in slowly and what, and could probably, which it does today as well, but there was a lot of confusion. And now we know everything so quickly, but it came in over days. Oh, I would think that when this happened, it was a jolt. It was a memory. It all those, yes, in answer to your questions. We had to be. It was like you settle down, everything's going along, and then it happens again. Something happens that touches you so closely. I can remember that. We used to play at dinner parties, "Where were you when JFK was shot?" We don't play that anymore because a lot of people aren't around when JFK was shot anymore. But yeah, I think so. I think it touched everybody, and it was the nerve. It went off again. Just that boing, here we go again. This is something interesting. It's kind of an aside. There was a murder of the two sorority girls, the Chi Omega girls. And that was in the summer. Boy, stay away from summer school. That hit a nerve. And we had just started that summer class. And as I had looked around who was in my class, and nobody I particularly knew, but a very cute boy next to me. I don't know, I just seemed to notice that. And then it turned out he was... I've gone blank on his name, but he, that very weekend, he had murdered those girls. And I think it was over the weekend. And I think that might have been a Friday. I could be absolutely wrong, but he did not come back to class. And then we saw that it was him. Well, there's another nerve that, boy, that touched Austin. That touched the university. And then this to come. Wow. But all of that, it's youth. And it all being taken away and for nothing. But we see that it's just the way it can be. It's amazing to me that I think the sad thing was it colored a lot over years of the university. A pall fell over. But kids are kids and time is time and that wounds heal. But it's always... that nerve that is there that can be reawakened and has been over the years. But maybe it offended me a little bit that it was a fictitious story about something that had touched so many lives that you knew really had snuffed out and hurt. And all the lives, the parents, as I said before, it the tentacles of tragedy reach out. So I would have had on a sundress, most likely, and sandals, and I'd had my hair in a ponytail with a big bow. Yeah, and you don't see a lot of those girls running around campus anymore. You didn't wear shorts. I don't think you would dare wear, and you never crossed the room with a cigarette in one hand and a drink in the other. You just never did that. I mean, so you just think back on those things, and they seem a little antiquated, but in their own way, we had a lot of fun. That's what we always say. We had a wonderful time, even with we were young, and when tragedy happened, you lived through it, but you had your life ahead of you. The Cadeau, I remember that so specially because there was a local family, I believe, that owned it, a Lebanese, wonderful family. Maybe we knew them from church, and it was such a precious and fun gift shop and clothing store, and very popular for years. And I think a lot of the tragedy occurred right in that area.